Hello.
Good morning. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This morning, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinion. Now,
sure.
As to begin, let me ask you, thank you. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer in a political campaign?
No.
Thank you. And with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, independent, or not registered in a party?
Republican.
Thank you. And as you may know, very few people actually vote in primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the primary elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices like school board on Tuesday, August the 20th? Is it, I am definitely going to vote, I am very likely to vote, I am somewhat likely to vote, I am not very likely to vote, I am not at all likely to vote, or I am not registered to vote?
I am definitely going to vote.
Thank you. And what is your main racial background? Are you African American or Black, Asian or Asian American, White or Caucasian or Hispanic?
I am white.
Thank you. Now, just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age? Are you between 18 and 45, 46 and 55, 56 and 65, 66 and 75, or over 75 years old?
46 and 55.
Thank you. Now, generally speaking, would you say things in your community are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
I think they've gotten off on the wrong track.
Thank you. And from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials focus on most to help you and your family? Is it hurricane and flooding preparation, housing and property insurance costs, overdevelopment, traffic and congestion, abortion, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, crime and public safety, K-12 education, or illegal immigration?
Can I only pick one?
One, the most important.
The most important, huh? I guess at this point it's probably going to be the abortion issue.
Thank you. And you will now be given a list of some public officials in Florida and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, you can indicate so as well. The first one we have is Joe Biden.
And what are my options?
We have very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Then we have Ron DeSantis.
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable, you said?
Very unfavorable. I can't get any less favorable.
Thank you. And lastly, we have Donald Trump.
Even less favorable for that guy.
So very unfavorable?
Very, very unfavorable.
Thank you. Now, the remainder of this survey is going to focus on the issue of education in your community. From the following list, which issue should your county board school focus on most to improve K-12 education? Increasing school choice options, ensuring well-qualified teachers are hired and retained, strengthening school safety and security measures, increasing teacher pay, reducing class sizes, improving the academic grading of schools, or allowing teachers to enforce classroom discipline?
Best teachers.
Ensuring well-qualified teachers are hired and retained?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, you will now be asked about some organizations and groups you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you can indicate so as well. The first one is traditional public schools.
Favorable.
And is that somewhat or very favorable?
Very favorable.
Thank you. Then we have teachers' unions.
Very favorable.
Your local PTA or PTO?
Very favorable.
Teachers?
Very favorable.
Private schools?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Then we have your county school board.
Somewhat favorable.
Then we have charter schools.
Favorable.
And is that somewhat or very?
Very.
Thank you. And Moms for Liberty.
Very, very, very unfavorable.
Thank you very much. Now, generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the job that your county school board is doing?
Generally, I approve.
So would you say is somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Where do you fall?
Thank you. Somewhat.
And how would you rate the quality of schools in your neighborhood? Would you say they are excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
They're good.
Thank you. And which of the following best describes you? Local educational issues are not much interest to me at all, or although they are not top of my concerns, I consider myself somewhat engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community, or I consider myself extremely engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community.
Extremely engaged.
Thank you. And which of the following comes closer to your opinion? Parents should have more educational options so their children can go to the schools that best serve their needs, regardless of their zip code or income. Or we need to better fund our public schools. While educational choice is nice, it takes money out of our public schools and gives them to wealthy private schools.
Public schools.
We need to better fund our public schools?
Yes, yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Now, as you may know, the elections for school board are nonpartisan, meaning that the party affiliations of the candidate do not appear on your ballot. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? The political party affiliation of a school board candidate is important because it will help me choose the candidate that best shares my values, or the political party affiliation of a school board candidate is not important to me. We should keep politics out of the classroom, and I will support candidates based on their individual policies and priorities.
Individual policies and priorities.
Thank you. And which of the following comes closer to your opinion? Parents have a right to criticize their school board members if they disagree with actions they have taken. Parents are the ultimate authority when it comes to their child's education. Or many school board meetings have become too heated and political, and parents should trust the school board members they elected and try to avoid confrontation with them.
No, parents should be able to argue with the school board.
Thank you. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your patience. We still have a few more questions to go, but this is the last section of the survey. And then we go to some demographical questions.
Okay.
Now, you will now be given a series of issue positions that a candidate might hold. Would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate in the election for school board? If each would make no difference, you can indicate so as well. First, we have a candidate who supports making classroom cell phone and social media free zones during school hours.
I agree.
And is that much more likely or somewhat more likely to vote for a candidate who supports that?
Oh, much more likely.
Thank you. Then we have a candidate who wants our schools to get back to the basics of learning, reading, writing, and arithmetic.
Somewhat. Agree.
Okay, thank you. And then we have a candidate who wants to increase transparency so parents can have a complete understanding of what their child is being taught in the classroom.
Agree.
And is that much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Oh, I'm sorry. Much more likely. Much more.
Thank you. Then we have a candidate who supports enacting term limits on school board members, meaning that school board members could only serve 2 terms or 8 years.
Extremely agree. I'm sorry.
So is that much more likely or somewhat more likely
more
to
likely.
Vote for that?
Much more likely.
Thank you. Then we have a candidate who supports putting uniformed police officers in every school in Florida.
Not likely.
And is that somewhat less likely or much
less likely
to vote for them? Thank you.
Less likely.
Or somewhat? Somewhat
no,
or
less
much less? Much less?
Somewhat less.
Okay. Thank you. A candidate who supports increasing educational options for parents regardless of their income or zip code.
Much more.
Hello?
Yeah. I'm sorry, much more?
Okay. Excuse me?
Yeah.
Much more likely?
Yes, much more likely.
Thank you. I'm so sorry. I think the call cut off. Now, a candidate who supports increasing public school funding to put more money in the classroom and raise teacher salaries.
Much more likely.
A candidate who supports protecting girls' sports programs by banning the participation of biological males who identify as female.
Slightly more likely.
So somewhat more likely?
Yes, somewhat, yeah.
Thank you. Then we have a candidate who supports a slight increase to property taxes to increase teacher pay, renovate and construct new school buildings, and improve school security.
Much more likely.
Then we have a candidate who supports the parental rights in education law that prevents elementary school teachers from teaching about sexual orientation and gender identity to young students.
Could you repeat that one, please?
Yes. A candidate who supports the parental rights in education law that prevents elementary school teachers from teaching about sexual orientation and gender identity to young students.
No, I would not agree with that. That'd be, very unlikely.
And is that somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Thank you very much. I'm so sorry for the noise.
Oh, that's okay.
Now, a candidate.
That's okay.
Yes, thank you. And now, a candidate who wants to ban the teaching of critical race theory in our classrooms, which says America has a history of racism and white supremacy.
Very unlikely.
And is that much less likely or somewhat likely?
Much less likely.
Thank you very much. Now, you will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish, and this is just for classification purposes. Now,
sure.
How long have you lived in Florida? 5 years or less? Between 6 and 10 years? Between 11 and 20 years? Or more than 20 years or all of life?
More than 20 years.
Thank you very much. And if you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
I don't really label myself for any of that.
Would you have a scale, if that helps? Are you very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I'm liberal.
Okay. And is that somewhat or very?
Oh, you're talking about money issues or?
In general. Thank you. Now, what is the last grade or formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate with an associate's or two-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or four-year degree, or postgraduate degree?
Some college.
Thank you very much. And do you have any children or grandchildren age 18 or under who currently attend school?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And do not have... Okay, that's fine. And generally speaking, how often do you or does someone in your household check your mailbox? Every day, not every day, but multiple times per week, about once a week, not frequently, a few times a month or longer.
Check my mailbox?
Yes.
Every day.
Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation and your patience, and have a wonderful day.
Hey, thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.